Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Christian Communicators Live, where we help your ministry grow by sharing insider information from professional speakers and writers.
Well, good afternoon, listeners. Thank you for joining us today at Christian Communicators Live. I'm Vonda Skelton, and I'm here in freezing South Carolina with my co-director, Carolyn Kneffley. Hi, Carolyn. Thank you for manning the phones today. I hope you're staying warm a few miles away from me.
I'm trying to stay warm, but I am warm right now with expecting what Linda has to share with us today. Listeners, I hope you'll warm up the phone lines when you call in for Linda with questions for Linda. Remember, Linda has a free book for you if you're the first caller, and that's The Art of Powerful Promotion, The Art of the Interview.
Great. I can't wait to see what happens. Well, listeners, Carolyn and I are so excited about our show today. What a blessing it is to introduce our guest, who is also a personal longtime friend of mine, author, speaker, and radio host, Linda Goldfarb. And see, I can't even say it. Linda Goldfarb. Oh, welcome, Linda.
Hey, Vonda, how are you? Carolyn, good to see you, or see you across the airwaves, I guess. Good to be here. Good to be here with you.
There you go. Linda, I want to tell you a little bit about her. She's a bold, passionate, and transparent communicator of hope and possibility. She's an international speaker with, listen to this, over 1,000 engagements under her wide-banded, hip-hugging belt. She's the CEO of Live Powerfully Now, LLC, a board-certified advanced Christian life coach, and an advanced certified personalities coach. My dear Frienda combines her years of personal experience of real life with biblical truth, and I can tell you, a splash of humor, which empowers people to move from their life of good to God's best. Linda's also the author of Living the Me God Sees. It's an amazing, wonderful, engaging women's Bible study on relational transparency. And she also has an e-book, The Art of Powerful Promotion, The Art of the Interview, and that's what we'll be giving away today. She has over 200 published articles, is an active member of the International Christian Coaches Association, Advanced Writers and Speakers Association, Christian Women in Media, and American Association of Christian Counselors. I think we can verify that she is qualified to talk to us today. Linda is also an active mother of four adult children, mama to six grandies, and I know how wonderful that is, and Carolyn does too, wife to her incredible partner in ministry and life, her hubby Sam, and Linda's excited about this stage of life. She's the women's ministry director at First Baptist Church of Universal City, Texas, founder, instructor of Parenting Awesome Kids, and you can learn more about Linda and her ministries at her website, which is lindagoldfarb.com. I'll spell that, LindaGoldf as in Frank, ARB as in boy, lindagoldfarb.com. And you can also find her on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn, and other places. So with Linda's more than 10 years' experience as a radio show host, she knows how important it is to care for your voice. And I'm thrilled that she's here today to share that practical knowledge and experience with us. Now, Linda, I know the listeners are ready to hear from you and for me to shut up, so let's just jump right in. I've got some questions for you, if you don't mind. First of all, I know that you're a professional speaker that has undergone vocal cord surgery. So would you tell our listeners about that?
Absolutely. First and foremost, thank you so much for allowing me to be here with you today. It is an honor to be here with your listeners, and I know that they are blessed absolutely by both of you through all of the broadcasts. I've looked at so many of the archives. Great content. So you're doing us a wonderful service. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yes, I am one of those speakers who has undergone vocal cord surgery. And one of the reasons, Vonda, is that I've been part of an active theater group for, let me see, this is, I just got back from China this year, performed in China, did a 23-day tour, and that was my swan song, so stepping out of the theater. But I was part of it for 19 years. And
wow.
Yes. It's a professional children's theater. We are adult women, Christian women, and we perform throughout the United States and for public schools, public venues, libraries, private schools, private venues, and we promote literacy. Well, in doing that, we do a lot of different characters. And, Vonda, I know that you have some acting background as well.
Yes.
And so with that, when we choose to use our voice in an unnatural way, and what I mean by that is sometimes we will use a deeper voice or go with, like, I think of Carol Burnett, and she would do her Tarzan yell. I think of children today, and especially little boys, and they growl like dinosaurs. So there's different things that happen, different things that happen with our vocal cords that can cause them damage over time. Well, for me, being a speaker, I was also a singer, actually was a first soprano, and now I am a very active tenor. So that tells you a little bit about my voice. But in the process, I developed nodules on my vocal cords, and they had to go in and surgically remove them, which meant for me 1 year of recuperation, and it actually was over a year before I could sing, because a singing voice is different than a speaking voice. I had to go one full week without making one sound, and I will tell you, the week I went in for surgery, the first time my youngest son spent the night at someone's house, he picked up a bat, a live, or like the bat, the fuzzy bat, like vampire type thing, and he had to undergo rabies shots.
Oh.
And I had to take him, and I could not speak to him, and he would cry, and I could not minister to him other than holding him because I could not make a sound. And so that was for 10 days. After that, then gradually my speaking voice came back in, and then my singing voice came after that. So it's highly important for us to protect, especially for speakers. This is our area of making money. We must protect it, and that's part of that story.
That is so true. I had no idea that you had such an extensive background in acting and using different voices. I thought I knew you pretty good. So that brings up another question then. How do we begin vocal care now to help prevent any of the rest of us who are speakers from ruining, as you put it, our moneymaker and also our gospel spreader? So how do
That's
we prevent
right.
that?
Well, I'm going to tell you one of the main keys that so many of us choose not to choose is proper hydration, period. Vocal cords have to be lubricated. They have to be soft. They have to be pliable. Our body has a lot of different areas that are like a mucous membrane type. If we are not hydrated, meaning if we are not taking in enough water every day, I'm not talking about tea, I'm not talking about coffee, I'm not talking certainly about sodas or any of that, because those are all foreign to the body. The body has to work harder, and your teas and your coffee, unless the tea is an herbal base, has caffeine. Caffeine dehydrates the body. And thus, think of it as taking a mucous membrane and a fan and you're taking the fan or a hair dryer and you're blowing it on that mucous membrane, and pretty soon it gets brittle and it will not work. And you can actually destroy it because you're using it every day and it needs to be flexible, needs to be able to come together, separate apart. So hydration, and one of the keys that they say to hydration today is to drink one half your body weight in fluid ounces of water every day. So say you weigh 100 pounds, you would drink 50 ounces of water a day. There's many people that say, I don't like water. And, you know, my personality wants to say, well, do you want to speak or not speak? If you don't, then don't worry about the water. If you want to speak, start drinking the water. But you can add, like, some lemon or something like that. I'm not a huge advocate of artificial sugars and sugars themselves, other than if you're using, like, a natural honey or something like that. That's not bad, but we don't use a lot of that when, you know, putting some in water or whatever. But because sugar can become addictive, so we have to be very careful with that. So number one would be hydration. The next thing that is caring for your vocal cords, or is really found, part of it is found in your breathing. There's a lot of people, Vonda, who breathe more through their nose, and they get a vibration through their nose, and there's actually a little test that you can try. If you make a V with your pointer finger and your middle finger, like you're pointing the V up to the ceiling, and then you take that V and you put the tips of the fingers on either side of the nose and you speak, you will be able to tell. Some people have a lot of vibration that they can feel in their nose. And then if you take your fingers and you put them at the base of your neck, and like the V on your nose, the other one on the base of your neck, and when you're speaking, if you hear or feel more vibration through your nose, that means you're actually breathing more through your nose than you are utilizing your diaphragm. And that can have a drying effect. It can also be very nasally. So those are two things. Those are two tips that people could do right away to improve their vocal health.
Wow, and I have never heard that about proper breathing and checking our nasal and throat diaphragm. Wow, thank you. Well, I have personally heard you talk about vocal exercises that we can also do. So do you have time to share those with us?
Oh, certainly. And also, we can let your listeners know, and I've made it available to you, and I don't know if you were going to tell them this or not, but I have a lot of the tips that I have here. I have them in a PDF format, and I'll be happy to send them to anybody who wants them.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
So they're not, you know, these aren't things that, oh, Linda made up these tremendous things. this is all known to the industry, but there's some things that not all of us know a lot of it. So I'd love to be able to send it to anybody that would like it.
That's great. And so they would just contact you through your website?
Absolutely. They can contact me through my website, linda@lindagoldfarb.com. Just send it, hey, I heard you on Vonda's show, and send me the PDF and I'll send it to them.
Wonderful. Thank
because
you.
It covers, absolutely. The vocal cord exercises, I'm going to talk about two. There's four that we could discuss. You need to strengthen your voice and improve your vocal inflection and resonance, as they call it. If you have a monotone or a coarse voice, that can stress the larynx and the vocal folds. Another thing is good articulation reduces the tension and increases the projection. I'd like to rest on that one for just a moment, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. The use of tongue twisters. Powerful. We don't think about them. Maybe we did when we were a child. We don't as much now as adults. But when we utilize or practice our articulation with tongue twisters, it actually helps strengthen our vocal cords. It would be, and I know that I sent you some of them, but there would be one like Betty Botter bought a bit of butter, but she said the butter's bitter. If I put the butter in my batter, it will make my batter bitter, but a bit of bitter butter with the will make my batter better. So Betty Botter bought a bit of better butter and made it her batter better. So just using that.
Oh, my.
Isn't that crazy?
That is wonderful.
But using some of those, another one is the three gray geese in the green grass grazing. Gray were the geese in the green was and green was the grazing. It uses different parts of our vocal cords or, mm-hmm. or different, it gives a different resonance. And it's fun, and it just kind of, it's a way to strengthen them. So that's kind of a fun way of doing that.
Oh, great. These are great suggestions, and I can't wait to hear more. But let's open up the phone lines. Carolyn, would you take care of that, please?
I'd be happy to. Linda, all of this information is hot. I really thank you for sharing this with us. Now, listeners, it's the time for you to call in and ask Linda a question that you might have. All you need to do is just dial 347-843-4920. That's 347-843-4920. And you can ask Linda a question that you may have. It's back to you, Vonda.
All right. Thank you. Now, we've talked about tongue twisters, and that right there just kind of wears me out. So that made me think, what kind of tips do you have to keep our energy levels up and constant during a long event, like weekend events where we may be speaking four or five times in a weekend? Do you have some tips you can share there, especially with our voices?
Absolutely. One that we discussed when before we were going on the air, it's very important that when you are drinking water at an event, I have always water at my lectern or podium, but I have it room temperature. And mm-hmm. sometimes what we can do as well is we can take like a Ricola, an original Ricola, into the water, and it will dissolve in the water. And you can be drinking that. It helps to just kind of cut the, if we have any phlegm or dry mouth or anything like that, it will help in that area, which always keeps our energy up. Anytime we start to focus on our vocals or on our voice or, oh, I'm just tired, then our energy drains down.
Mm-hmm.
When we discuss being tired, make sure prior to the event that you are getting enough rest. Now, the body still, as we get older, the body still loves to have at least 7 hours of uninterrupted rest, if we mm-hmm. can get that. And what that means is you start kind of settling down a little bit, 30 minutes to an hour before going to bed. So if we're at an event, and I venture to think, Vonda, that you're kind of high energy like I am at an event,
mm-hmm.
and when we go, we want to give them everything.
Yes.
And we want, you know, we don't want to be one of those speakers who comes in and speaks and then goes back to their room and stays there the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do is I be careful. I'm careful what I eat and what I drink. I don't do a lot of their high sugary foods. If they have a lot of desserts and stuff like that, I don't partake in them, because when you have the high sugar, it raises your level up. You have that really, you know, some people can have that glycemic raise. They get a lot of energy, but then it falls.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're doing lunch and you're eating and they have a dessert, because everyone has desserts at women's retreat, and
yeah.
you partake in it, well, and you're speaking in the afternoon, chances are when it's time for you to speak, it's going to be right when the bottom falls out of your energy. So you have to be careful with that. So you're watching what you eat, watch what you drink. Again, if you're used to drinking like iced tea or whatever with caffeine, see if you can do without just for the time that you're at the event. And you're thinking, well, then I'm going to get more tired because I don't have the caffeine.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But not really, not really. Because you're hydrated, that's what your body needs. The caffeine uh-huh. tends to be more of an addiction, and it's not bad. I'm not going to say that caffeine is bad, okay? But mm-hmm. if you want your, if you want clean, clear, clarity of mind, clarity of voice, then water is your best friend, and putting some lime or lemon or something like that in it is very good mm-hmm. for you as well. And then they, when you're wanting to retain your energy, this is a great time. When you're not on the podium, listen more, speak less. There's a lot of people that want to speak to you. They want from you. And what they're really wanting to do most of the time is they're wanting to share something with you. They mm-hmm. may ask you some questions, but as speakers, we'd love to speak.
Yeah.
And so our tendency is, I'm going to give it all out, give everything, give everything, give everything. But it really is, I think, in when the talking back and forth with someone, they really want to be able to kind of speak to you a little bit, too. So mm-hmm. doesn't mean that you're mute in front of other people, but know that you don't have to continue to perform or have that constant talk. Make sure you have time to rest your vocal cords and your body while you're at the event.
Wow. Great, great advice. And I have to admit that I'm not good at doing some of those that you mentioned. So you've given me something personally to specifically think about. Well, this leads to another area of speaking that that I'm curious about, because I know for myself, and you mentioned it as well, that we tend to get, speakers often tend to get energy from the audience and being in front of listeners and making that eye contact and feeling the energy from them. So for those of us who do have radio shows, such as this one, do you have suggestions for how we can maintain that same kind of interactive, energy building when we're just staring at a wall or we're just recording a radio show? Do you have any specific suggestions there?
This is a great question. Great, great, great. Love that you're going there. I use a mirror. I used to, when I would record a lot of my spots and do a lot of, as you say, you're broadcasting right now. Your audience is not in front of you, but you're actually speaking to an audience of one. And but most people listen to the radio not in a group format. They listen as mm-hmm. one person. So you're speaking to one person. What I love to do is I make sure that I am sitting up nice and straight, and that my posture matches the energy of the program or the recording that I want to have. I make sure that I dress according to how I want to feel when I'm speaking. Mm. And it's some of the things that some people don't think about. They may, well, I can be in my pajamas or I can do this. And it's like, no, because that energy will come across when you are speaking and when you're recording.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to dress for my recording or dress when I'm broadcasting, and to be fun, to feel like it's, you know, we're going to have a fun time. The other thing, as I mentioned up front, putting a mirror or a way to look at yourself when you're speaking. I use my hands, so of course I use my hands-free microphone when I record or when I'm in the studio. And so my hands are going 90 to nothing.
Uh-huh.
I also make sure that if I'm recording or doing a broadcast, I do have some type of an outline that gives me my points. And I don't write everything out. I know that there are some broadcasters who do that because they are like, we want to start on time, we want to finish on time, and that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to make sure that we have good moving, flowing enunciation and rhythm to our talk. so that we're drawing the audience in. If you're a radio broadcaster, as you are, Vonda, then you know the turnoff on a radio show is going to be within not even seconds. I mean, slight seconds. Is there something, is the energy there that's going to capture the ear of those ears that are passing by? What energy are we putting out so that they know they're going to get some meat here? And so that's one of the things that I do. I always love to do teasers as well. I would do teasers throughout the broadcast. Oh, you can't wait. In 5 minutes, we're going to have blah, blah, blah. And so that keeps my energy up as well. And when recording, if I am recording a spot or recording or doing a video, I write out those because they are recorded. You know, I mean, they are specific in a 30-second or 2 minute or whatever.
Right.
And right. I use accent marks. I use different color highlighters on my script. That way, a pink highlighter means it's this mood. A yellow highlighter means it's this energy level. That way, when I know I'm hitting there, I know, oh, this is the energy I want to have while I'm doing this particular thing. And then some of them for clarity. When I'm speaking someone's web address, I need to know, slow it down. Slow it down. And make sure that you have clarity and they know exactly what it is that you're doing. So those are just a few things that we can do. Keeping our mouth wide open. That's key. We practice that by doing the sound. Oh, there you go. So those are a few right there.
Oh man, so you mean I can't sit here in my pajamas and do this radio show?
Well, you can. You can. But see, your energy level, Vonda, is always on a natural encouragement mode. So you have that naturally. You're an individual that anyone who speaks to you would never know that you're having a bad day. They would never know that you know, something is not Vonda-esque, you know. But not everyone is that way. So here's one way we can find out. Do I have the Vonda voice? Okay.
Oh, no.
Here's a way to find out. One of the best things someone can do is to record their voice and record a spot, record part of their talk, and give it to someone who doesn't love them and ask them what they thought about it. Does it drag? Does it sound monotone? Am I speaking too fast? And not even giving them, just, you know, asking them, what do you think of this? Would this encourage you? What distracted you? And what would you like to hear more of?
Wow, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Great idea.
It helps us.
It's sort of like going back to writing, you know, when we, the critique groups that we force ourselves to be in, and sometimes we hear things we don't want to hear, but that's what's going to make our ministry better and our way to connect with our audience better, whether through writing or through speaking. Linda, thank you for taking time to share your tips and advice with us. This has just been amazing, hasn't it, Carolyn?
It has. I wish we had more time.
I do, too. I wish we did. So we'll just have to have Linda back with us sometime.
We can do that.
Thank you so much, Linda. And we just pray that God continues to bless you as you reach out to others and go forth in His great name. God bless you. And listeners, remember, you can learn more about Linda at, let me say this slowly, Linda Goldfarb, LindaGoldfarb.com. And you can find out more about her ministry there, and you can ask her for a PDF of her information she shared today. And friends, thank you for joining us today. Without you, there'd be no reason to have Christian Communicators Live. And ladies, if you feel called to speak and don't know where to begin, or perhaps you're already speaking but want to learn how to grow your outreach and connect with other Christian women speakers, we hope you'll visit ChristianCommunicators.com, where we educate, validate, and launch women in their speaking ministries. Registration for our August 26th through 30th conference will open March the 1st, and we would love to see you there. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye, and thanks, Linda.
Oh, thank you.